and it was a day of rough language, too. I couldn't have struck the colonel if he had not been for Godfrey's sake. I lit my pipe and leaned back in my chair. Perhaps you will explain what you are talking about. My client grinned mischievously. I had got in the way of supposing that you knew everything without being told, said he, but I will give you the facts, and hope to God that you will be able to tell me what they mean. I've been awake all night puzzling my brain, and the more I think, the more incredible does it become. When I joined up in January 1901, just 2 years ago, young Godfrey Emsworth had joined the same squadron. He was Colonel Emsworth's only son, Emsworth, the Crimean VC. And he had the fighting blood in him, so it was no wonder he volunteered. There was not a finer lad in the regiment. We formed a friendship, the sort of friendship which can only be made when one lives the same life and shares the same joys and sorrows. He was my mate, and that means a good deal in the army. We took the rough and the smooth together for a year of hard fighting. Then he was hit with a bullet from an elephant gun in the action near Diamond Hill outside Pretoria. I got one letter from the hospital at Cape Town and one from Southampton. Since then, not a word, not one word, Mr. Holmes, for 6 months and more, and he my closest pal. Well, when the war was over and we all got back, I wrote to his father and asked where Godfrey was.